Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. You'll find it on page 162 in your pew Bibles. It's a very famous and important episode in the life of God's people of old. I had a professor in seminary who wanted to undermine his students' confidence in the authority and inerrancy of scripture. Fortunately, he was removed for that reason. But for a while he was doing it, and this was his favorite passage for that. And in 1 Corinthians 10, where Paul speaks of it, it's the rock that Moses struck and the water that came from it. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that this rock moved around with Israel in the desert. And my old professor would say, now we know that rocks don't move in the desert. This is not really true. It's a mythological feature that found itself in Scripture. Well, I was that student who would raise his hand at such occasions. And I asked him, having served in the army and been in many desert places, I said, Professor, how can 2 or so million people survive for 40 years in a desert unless a rock follows them around from which water comes? And he had no answer for that other than scorn upon my person. What we have in here is God's miraculous provision for his people. God meets his people's needs. God will meet your needs. And we look to him in faith. And of course, our great need is the greatest miracle, Jesus Christ. Paul says that rock was Christ. He is the one who was struck. And from him flow the waters of life as they came from his body when the soldier pierced his wound. Those who believe in him receive sustaining life unto eternity through his saving work. Now, the passage ends with Moses getting in trouble. In fact, it's because of this that Moses doesn't enter the promised land. He doesn't minister as God asked him to do. He was not fully believing. He struck the rock more than once, as if his labors can contribute to the making of water coming from a rock. It's a reminder to ministers to minister faithfully according to the word of the Lord. And as we preach Christ, life comes as water came from the rock. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1. And the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month. And the people stayed at Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Would that we had perished when our brothers perished before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness that we should die here, both we and our cattle? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." And then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance of the tent of meeting and fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them and give drink to the congregation and their cattle." And Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. And he said to them, "Now hear, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice. And water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them." These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and through them he showed himself holy. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.